Senator Mitchell.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Director Urbina, I'm going to try and parse Senator Lundberg's question a little bit differently, because I think that your answer actually still left a question, which is, when you say that there are different components of air pollution and carbon dioxide is one of those, there are a lot of assumptions built into calling carbon dioxide a pollutant. All the other pollutants have direct harmful effects on human health. We're talking about carbon monoxide or particulate matter or the other element, the other factors. Carbon dioxide is not harmful in and of itself. In fact, it's helpful for plant growth and it's a big part of our atmosphere. It's a problem only if man-caused global warming is a problem. And so I think that's what he was trying to zero in. Do you adhere to the position that man-generated carbon dioxide is driving climate change that is a harmful prospect for our quality of life?
Dr. Urbina.
Madam Chair, Senator Mitchell, I don't know how better to answer that question. I think, again, all components, I don't mean to be evasive, there are lots of components to air pollution. Things that we produce naturally are also contributing to air and water pollution. Now, there's no human waste. Lots of things contribute to pollution. And we can't ignore the fact that whether or not we're contaminating the land, air, or water, all of those components contribute overall to that pollution. We as human beings, as well as biological entities, can create those natural products of our human processes. So they do contribute to pollution. Whether or not one is more important than the other, I can't answer that question, Senator Mitchell. And I would hope that in the future, I would be happy to come back and talk about this very issue if that would be of interest to this committee, as well as I get to know our experts and come back and talk to you more about that.
Senator Mitchell.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yeah, I still think there's a blending there that just doesn't make categorical sense. I mean, we can agree or disagree on various descriptions of the issue of global warming, but when you say everything goes into the bowl of pollution, carbon dioxide isn't a pollutant. We can breathe carbon dioxide and it doesn't hurt us. It's a different policy and scientific issue from the other pollutants we're talking about. So if we can't agree on vocabulary how to discuss that, then let me just move to the practical regulatory question. Will it be your direction in the office that carbon dioxide is a harmful agent that needs to be restricted and limited in output?
Dr. Urbina.
Madam Chair, thank you. Senator Mitchell, I need to look more. If you allow me to look more at the detail in the science, I would like to get back to you on this question.